Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 25th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Every quote from the Bible is given for a reason. Our Lady says that you must listen carefully and learn by these quotations. In reference to the Spirit of Christ in the world today, quoting from the words of St. Paul to the Romans, in the Spirit of Christ, listen and hearken, and do this, understanding the time. For it is now the hour for us and all to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, but not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as for the flesh, take no thought for its lust, for the world is of the flesh and the devil. The sky all about the trees is a beautiful combination of blue lights and white. Oh, it's so beautiful. The sky is lighting up directly over Our Lady's statue. The whole sky is becoming, it's not a crystal white, but it's a beautiful fluffy white. It's and directly over Our Lady's statue, I see a whole circular pattern of flowers. They look like lilies. They're beautiful white lilies. Oh, yes. Now, in the center of the sky, there are radiating lights coming from a central point. I can't explain it. The lights are going, there must be at least, oh, hundreds of them. They're pencil thin, very, very thin, and coming out from a point in the sky. It's fantastic to see. Oh, now the sky is opening up. I can't explain it. When Our Lady comes through, it must be something so beautiful up there. Our Lady comes through this circle of light now. It's a circle because these radiating streams of light are going out now in every direction like they're radiating from the central point. Beautiful. Our Lady is coming through now. She's very small. She must be coming from quite a distance because now, as Our Lady's approaching, I can see her more clearly. Oh, she looks beautiful. Our Lady has on a white gown, a long flowing white gown, and the sash about her waist is a deep blue, a beautiful blue. Now, the mantle, Our Lady's mantle, is identical in color to a sash. It's a beautiful blue. I don't think I have ever seen upon earth this color blue. It's difficult to explain, but it's beautiful. That's the only word I could use to explain this blue. I've seen it sometimes similar in the sky, the coloring of the sky on a clear day, but this blue is just beautiful. It's neither dark nor light. It's sort of a medium colored blue. But a true blue, oh, beautiful. Now a lady is coming forward. She's joined her hands in prayer before her, and dangling from her hands is her rosary, a beautiful rosary that has, I can see, the large Our Father beads in gold. And the Hail Mary beads are in a white, but they have multicolors. As Our Lady now is moving forward, the beads are moving, and I can see they seem to cascade. The colors just come off of the beads in all the colors of the rainbow and many more colors. I can't explain the way they come from they're luminous from the beads. Our Lady now still has her hands joined. And now she is moving and replacing the beads to the belting about her waist, the blue belting. Our Lady now is tying the rosary in to her belting, and she's placing a hand forward like this and touching her lips. My child and my children, I come to you a little late in the hour, for there is a great urgency for the production of more photographs of direction. My child, this is given to you for your edification. Much shall be given to you through photographs, my child, for a reason. One of the reasons being that your memory is short, my child. They must be studied over and over again. You will place these photographs in a catalog. The manner will be made clear to you, my child. I have wandered about your earth, watching the darkness that covers my children like a full band of mourning upon them. Be it that this is the time that was and is of great sorrow to my heart as I watched my son, my God, your God, be given into the hands of strangers to be placed in his grave. Our Lady is pointing now to our right side, her left side, and the sky is opening up, and I can see, it's very dark. It's a very dark day, and I can see a hillside. And oh my goodness, I can see they are four men carrying what looks to be, I guess you would call it, a stretcher. It's like a piece of sheeting held by two long poles on either side, and they're carrying, I can see, oh my goodness, they're carrying Jesus upon it into this cave-like structure. I can see a tomb. It's very dark, and there's a heavy gray mist hanging in the air. And as they're carrying Jesus in, I can hear voices, but they are mumbling very quietly. And the voice is saying, the hour grows late. We cannot do the washing. I can see them now. They're carrying this stretcher-like thing with Jesus upon it into this cave. It's really like a cave. And as I look about, I can see like slabs. I don't know if you'd call them monuments, but they look like they're coverings for casket. There are two over on the right side. They're made of stone, like they're sealing something. They must be bodies, the two bodies over to the side. It's like a vault, but it's not a vault. It's not like the vaults in our cemeteries. It's just like it's been hewn out of a side of a cave. Now, they have a stone. It looks like the stone that's been polished. It's almost like an altar. And they're laying Jesus down, his body. I can see now he is still wearing the crown of thorns upon his head, and he has a diaper-like cloth. I believe it is a loincloth, and that's all he has. He looks very bloody. The blood has dried. It's not running any longer. It's dried upon his side. There is a gaping hole in his side, on the left side, under his heart. And the blood has dried all about his face. His face looks very sort of dirty. It's a lot of caked mud on his face. Now the men are coming over, and they are just putting his feet together. It looks like they're binding his feet with rope. No, it's like sheets. They rip pieces of sheeting, and they're binding his feet, and they're binding his head, and they're binding his hands. But he has the... Now, one of the men has run his hand upon his eyes. Oh dear. Now they are taking a sheeting and they're wrapping the sheeting about him. Like mummy-like, sort of. It's very frightening. But the blood hasn't dried because it's coming upon the sheeting. It's seeping through. And now I can understand the voices. We must leave. The hour grows late. We cannot defile the laws. And now they're leaving, and they're putting a big rock up against the opening. It's very rough inside. It looks like it was hastily dug. It's like a hole in the side of the hill, and they roll this big rock into place. And it's a very frightening looking, ominous sight. And then up as when they got the rock in place, I can see four strange looking. I think they're soldiers. They look like soldiers, and they've got these metallic looking hats on and short skirts. They're wearing short skirts with metal pieces in front of their skirts, and one looks like he's the leader, and he's motioning to the sides. Oh, they're going to stand guard. Oh, they're standing guard so no one will remove the body of this man who says he is the Son of God and the King of the Jews. Ha, ha, ha. Oh. Oh, my. And then now it's getting very, very dark. It's very, very dark. Oh. And I can see a woman, and she's looking over at the door of this cave, like the rock is rolled into place. But I can see fear written in her face. She wants to talk with these guards. They must be Roman soldiers. I never saw any dress like that before. And she being turned away, one of them is pointing his spear and he's jabbing her. It's not Our Lady, it's another lady. I know who it is. It's Mary. Mary Magdalene. And she's crying, and she's leaving now. And I can see now Mary is, she's down by a clump of trees, and she's talking to, I know it's John, St. John, and Our Lady. He has his arm about Our Lady. Our Lady appears that she wants to go up to the cave. It's a tomb, and she's very terribly upset. And that John is telling her, urging her not to go over. I do feel they have a fear of the gods. Our Lady now is placing her mantle tighter about her head. It's blowing very heavily. It's become very dark. It's very sad. Our Lady now and John, and there are two other figures with them. They're men, I believe. No, there's another lady and a man. Only five of them there. And now they're walking away. I can see now over the hill, directly over the tomb, there's a tremendous light, and I can see the figure of two angels high up in the sky. But yet it's very dark. It's like a deep, 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 solemn darkness has set upon the world. The sky seems to be closing in now. I can't see anymore, Mother. My child. I do not wish to bring emotional burden upon you, but it is for the edification of mankind that man must understand the sorrow of a mother. It is why, my child and my children, that I am most distressed with the actions of mankind in turning aside from my son when he has given to you all the greatest of sacrifices, his flesh, his blood, and his spirit, so that the gates, the entrance to the eternal kingdom of your God would be open anew to mankind. Has this sacrifice of my son been in vain? Are you with intention seeking to re-crucify my son? Weep with me, my child, and pray. Pray a constant vigilance. Many mothers shall join me beneath the cross. Many mothers shall cry as they see their children being lost to them. I have wandered back and forth across your earth, crying to you, begging that you listen to the counsel from heaven. Many obstacles are placed in my way, the major one being the stubbornness of mankind, a mankind that has lost his way because he seeks not of the spirit, but the things of the material world. All that is of the flesh is now giving itself to Satan and his armies from hell. My children, you must protect your families now. 666 is not a myth, my children. It is a fact that Satan, Lucifer, is walking the earth now. The pages of the Book of Life must turn. What was to happen in the future shall be now. Hasten, hearken, and listen to the words from heaven. A due chastisement shall be set upon mankind soon. You will be given a warning of major proportion. Learn by it. My son gave his life for you all, but all shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. For many are called, but only few are chosen. In the final count, my children, there will be only a remnant who will enter the kingdom. The world, your world, shall go through a great crucible of suffering. You must not question the ways of the Eternal Father, for his knowledge goes far beyond what any man could comprehend, even with science, my children. The forces of evil are gathered to do great battle with all of the children of God. You must go forward with confidence, my children. Persistence is needed. I do not ask you to judge your brothers or sisters, for that would not be of charity. There will be a great revolution in Rome, in Italy, and many countries in Europe, my child, because the man of sin is preparing the way. The forces of communism are gaining and will enter upon the seat of Peter. You will recognize my children by the directions that shall come from Rome. I have asked you once, I have asked you again, my children, not to abandon your parish churches. It is the plan of Satan to shut the doors. Remember, my children, and I repeat again, that my son is with you in the Eucharist. He is present with you in body and spirit. He will be brought to you by a legally ordained priest, a man of God. Do not judge my son's church or its structure by the ways of man. The Spirit will work miracles over the corruption of the man. A legally ordained priest is a priest for life. Please, my children, pray for your priest. Many are being led astray. Discipline and the rule must be followed in the priesthood. This brings great sorrow to the Eternal Father and my sons, to see the manner in which the priesthood has cast aside the rule in the name of modernism and humanism. The destruction of souls accelerates. My children, can you not recognize the path you have allowed yourself to go upon? It is a way of destruction. It is not the way as given by my son, for you have set yourselves to build a new church, a church for the glorification of man. My children, a church in darkness, wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall. No evil shall be ever triumphant, for the Eternal Father shall turn all evil to good. You see, my children, Satan will not succeed in his plan. He is being given his time, but a short time now, to gather his own. Sad to say, my child and my children, many shall be called, but few are chosen. All who descend into the abyss do this of their own free will, my children. You must pray always that the forces of evil do not make you succumb. Our Lady is now taking her rosary from about her waist, a beautiful rosary with a golden crucifix, always just beautiful. Our Lady is extending the crucifix like this out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her right, and Michael now is coming. I didn't see him standing in the background, but he's coming forward. Oh, he is just magnificent. The light is very brilliant about Michael. And for some reason now, I have never seen him. He certainly does have wings. It's beautiful. I call it, they're wings, but I wish there was another name that I could explain them by. They're not what you should be called wings. They are absolutely beautiful. Sort of a gossamer look about them. I can't explain it. Now, Michael is holding his sphere. I can't see his image's face. The light is much too brilliant, but I can see the metallic gold look of his hair. Oh, beautiful. He has short cropped hair, but it doesn't look human. It has a very metallic look about it. Now, Our Lady is floating over. She doesn't walk, she's floating, and it's quite windy because her gown is being swaying now in the wind. And Our Lady is now extending her rosary out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning now to her left, and she's floating across the sky. And I can see now Michael is also following Our Lady as she crosses the sky. But there's a tremendous large black cross in the sky. I don't know. It's an ominous-looking sign. There's a huge black cross. Our Lady now is going over to our right side, and she's bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for my Son and the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. The sky all about the trees overhead is turning a deep pink color, a beautiful pink. It's a very warm looking color. It's now getting very deep all about the trees. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. Oh, there's no way I can explain it. It's just like there's a whole world beyond the sky, and then it just opens up and allows you to look into it. Coming forward, I can see Jesus coming down now from high in the sky. He has on a beige gown. It's sort of a cream color. It's a little darker than beige. I can't explain the color. It looks like it may be linen. It's quite heavy. And about his waist, he has a belting, a beautiful belting of a cord-like material. It looks almost like linen. I guess that's the nearest I can describe it. The belting is material. It's not the brown skin that he usually wears, like brown skin like cording, but it's made of material. I can see it. Now, Jesus has on a cape. The cape coloring is a deep burgundy color. It's not red, but it's sort of a scarlet color, a burgundy color, and it's held in place about his neck by a clasp. It's made of two pieces of material, similar to the cording about his waist. Now, it's very windy, and Jesus is looking about now. He's clutching his cloak with his left hand, and with his right hand, he's raising out his hand like this, with the three fingers extended, the two and the thumb, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus, looking all about, it's very windy. His hair is blowing. His hair is quite long, and it's blowing about as he's looking to the right, and now he's turning over and looking to the left. Now he's placing his hand above his head, and the sky is opening up, and I can see many, many figures of people. My, oh my, they look, they don't look like, how can you say the saints? They look like ordinary human beings, though, but they have one thing in common. They're all wearing these white robes. Almost like an organization of saints, but they look like people. My child, you are observing the souls that are waiting to come out of the purging place, the place of waiting until they are fully cleansed. I give you the knowledge of this existence because many prayers are needed for those who cannot help themselves. The place of purging cannot be understood in the minds of man, but it does exist as there also exists a place of damnation, the abode of hell. It is a place of everlasting death. My child and my children, I give you sight to see for many reasons. I remove the blindness from the hearts of many with great hope and persistence in our efforts to save as many of our children as we can, allowing mankind to pursue his course with his own free will. My children, many nations shall disappear from your earth. The world shall be cast into a crucible of suffering. My child, you persistently seek the knowledge that the Father wishes you to wait upon. No dates shall be given to mankind for a reason, my child. You must exercise great care that my words are not misinterpreted. Satan and his armies are seeking to confuse and confound the children of light. That is why my mother counsels you to keep a constant vigilance of prayer in your personal lives and also in the lives you lead now as human beings upon earth. With all of the counsel given in the past by my mother, counsel also brought to earth through various personages from heaven, has this all been to no avail? My mother has set herself as a mediatrix between God and man for your salvation. In return, she has received thorns from many. My mother, she shall not be blemished by the mouths or actions of man in his fallen nature. I do not ask that my mother be a victim for the salvation of man's soul. You, as children of your God, must make a firm effort now to prepare yourselves and your families, your brothers and your sisters of the world. Prepare them for the great chastisement that will soon come upon mankind. In your blindness, in your searching for power and treasures of the world, you have cast aside all knowledge given to you by your God, your inborn nature. You have cast it aside. But you will meet with the day of reckoning, and very soon. My child, you will gather the messages from heaven and continue to disperse them throughout the world. Many hands shall assist you on this course, my child. Do not be concerned of the opinions of mankind. It is only pride and self-concern, my child, that will make you fall into this way. You must understand, my child and my children, that as long as you tread the earth's path, you will find many thorns and thistles. However, the rose will always be there. Man is bringing upon himself great suffering, physical and emotional suffering, my children. I look upon your world, the earth, and find that you are setting yourselves, like play acting, onto a similar stage set in the past by mankind. The final act of this drama, my children, shall be a baptism of fire upon mankind. The world shall not be fully destroyed, but a gradual change shall come, and all that is rotten shall be shaken from the vine. No man shall or can set himself above his master. For if he does, he is following the same road as the fallen angels. Lucifer has been loosed upon your world now for a short time to claim his own. Warnings have been given through countless earth years. My mother has wandered to and fro using voice boxes to carry her directions from heaven to the world. Confusion will be set upon many because you do not test the spirits well. Remember, my children, there are many false prophets now in the world. By their fruits shall they be known. All that has been given to you by my mother during her visit with you shall come to pass. Much has happened, but the greatest crisis to mankind is approaching. Now, you will all pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Shepherds in my house, you are being counted, and I find many of you have sold your souls to get to the head. Should this warning from heaven fall upon the hardened hearts and deafened ears, I say unto you, many vices shall fall into hell. My children, you will have great heart in the knowledge that all that happens now shall be allowed by the Eternal Father in his plan for the separation of the sheep from the goats. The light shall fight the darkness. It will be a manner of separation and testing. Recognize the signs of your times, my children. Read the revelations given to you by John, and you will not become puzzled at the events taking place. I ask that all of the children of light spend a short time in reading the Book of Life, the Bible, for edification and knowledge of truth. It has been said in truth that knowledge is power, but this knowledge must come not from man, but from God, the Father of truth. And I say this to you, for many of you are listening to the father of all liars, Satan. Your world has become a playground for Satan and his agents. For sin has become a way of life upon earth. You are being given the choice to sell your souls to Satan or to persevere and gain your eternal reward in the kingdom of light, heaven. Let the scoffers pass you by, neither daunting your spirit nor slowing your pace to bring the mission from heaven to a fast conclusion with the salvation of souls. My mother shall be with you during the days ahead, counseling you, for she is truly the mother of all. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. The power of prayer is great. Many manifestations of supernatural nature shall be set upon mankind. I say unto you again, test the spirits. I warn you again to not listen to those voices coming from the depths of hell that say that life is existing upon the other planets of your universe. This, my children, is not true. Were it any different, I should have told you so in the Book of Life. No, my children, your battle shall rage upon earth. Satan is creating many false miracles, and one of these are the supernatural manifestations that you call UFOs. My children, they are truly transports from hell. However, hell shall not be found on another planet. Pray, my children. It is like a cat and mouse game with Satan. You must always be looking that he does not extend his lures before you with delusion, confusion, and lies. My children, look always upward, and you will be given signs from heaven. Raise your hearts in prayer, prayer from the heart, not just from the lips. Jesus now is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father and the Spirit of Light. Continue now upon your mission. There are many souls to be recovered.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 25th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.